The following podcast of The Bench is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BENCH101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com. Use promo code BENCH101.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance along with Dell right here on ESPN 97.5. So apparently today now, Astros Golf Foundation officially launches a marketing efforts for Houston Open. How about that? So they're going to have tomorrow is going to be a big press conference at Memorial. You guys excited? Are you guys nervous about the 2019 tournament here in the city of Houston? Lance?
Super excited.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think so. Astros Golf Foundation. Mm-hmm. How about that?
That's good stuff.
Yeah, champions. Champions. Bring in a championship.
Mm-hmm. I just like, it's fine. I like starters, too.
You like what?
I like starters.
What does that
Astros
mean?
Like getting starting pitching.
Oh.
I like worrying about getting starting pitching more than golf.
How about that Harper is now the
Houston Texans are now backing a hockey bid. How about you back offensive linemen and corners?
Well, no, the Rockets are probably in the hockey bid.
I'm just saying I feel the same way there. Like, that's great.
Well, then that would be nice if they brought hockey here. And it's nice that Jim Crane is bringing golf back here.
I do care, but you don't care if hockey comes.
No, it'd be cool though. It'd be cool to have a hockey team here.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't hurt me.
No,
it's not something that's gonna hurt me. Do we have to learn hockey?
What else do you want? They brought Austin Rivers in. What else do you want him to do?
I mean, I don't even know how to respond to that.
Okay,
is that good or bad?
Yeah, like, no, it's a really good
Austin
thing.
Rivers
Austin
in?
Rivers is here. Okay, and winning basketball games—that's what's happening. So now we can move on to hockey.
Oh my God!
Austin
Rivers is here, and I'm happy.
What about
I'm happy Austin Rivers is here. That's unbelievable.
The secret team on Bryce Harper is allegedly the Astros.
Does that surprise you?
Yeah.
Why? You heard they wanted to trade for him.
Quite frankly, I don't want him to do that.
You heard they wanted to trade for him.
Okay, so you just brought in Michael Brantley. Okay. Okay, you got Springer in right, and you got Reddick in left. Where are you going to play Bryce Harper? He's not a catcher anymore. I'd much rather have especially for the money, Real DH? Muto. I'd much rather have Real Muto.
Bryce Harper, DH.
Bryce Harper, a 10-year deal, $400 million, $300.
No. The Astros wouldn't pay him that.
No, right. Well, what are you going to pay him?
Well, look at Machado. Machado, there was an eight-year offer
now
from the White Sox, and now it's down to seven from. Is it White Sox or another team?
I just
read seven today. I want to say it was another team that said, "Yeah, we'll go no higher."
It's the White Sox.
Okay. And that's a reasonable deal. It's on the high end, but that's not one of those ridiculous, the player just smacks you in the face with a cream pie, you know, because you're a clown deals. And the Astros aren't doing clown deals. They're not doing a 10-year deal for any player on somebody else's team.
No.
They're not doing that. Because as soon as you sign Bryce Harper to a 10-year deal, you should immediately trade Carlos Correa, because that's over. Carlos will never be an Astro.
Okay, what does Carlos Correa make in arbitration? He's going to arbitration. What is Carlos? Unless they
talked about it already, like $6.5-7.5 million.
Oh no, I don't think it's going to be that high.
I thought that was a projected.
His number was five. I think he was
okay. So he'll make whatever. That's
he was
fine.
A million last year. I think he's going to be about.
But
five.
But if Carlos does what we think he can do, if he plays like he's capable of playing, like he hit it it unlocked for him in the playoffs. If he gets back to being real Carlos, that's going to be a $25 million dude minimum.
No question. Yeah. No question.
So Bryce Harper, how many of those guys can you have?
You already got Altuve. You're paying big money to. You're going to have to. You're obviously you got to pay your ace, which I hope that they come to terms, as opposed to giving him 13 on an arbitration deal
you're
this
talking
year.
Cole.
Yeah, I would love for them to come to a long term 5-year deal for Cole, and that's your ace going forward.
If you were Jeff Leno, do you look, knowing what you're paying Altuve right now, knowing that you're going to have to pay Cole, Springer is being paid, but you know he could be up in the air at some point. Do you think that this is a choice? If you, let's just say Harper is the secret, you know, that the Astros are a secret team in on Harper. Understanding that Harper is going to take a long term deal that costs a ton of money, do you look at that as we're going to bolster our team with Bryce Harper? And then we're gonna really double down with really good Carlos Correa? Or do you look at this as, hey, we're not sure on Carlos anymore. Let's do the Bryce Harper thing, and we'll see how, and we'll play it as it lies with Carlos when we have to.
Yeah, they've got Carlos for 3 years under their thumb, so
yeah,
you know they can, and then find out whether or not Carlos. Well, I'm of the opinion, and I don't know what Bryce Harper is. I mean, he's too up and down.
Either. Look at last year.
I mean, honestly, he's just way too up and down for me.
I know it's exciting from a fan standpoint, but that really makes me nervous, adding Bryce Harper and all that money. It would be fun, though, to go see him at the ballpark.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. That would be fun.
Just how much, you know, his whole hair thing and headbands and, you know, just that whole thing.
The bro factor now with Harper and – can we even handle Harper and
– And Bregman?
And Bregman? Is that even possible? Because, you know, some people say Bregman bro, Harper douche.
Some people say that. Well, but AJ says Bregman douche. And yes. I don't know what he thinks of Harper. I don't want to put words in his mouth. He has called Bregman a douche, which is, I think – I'm gonna tell you this. The city of Houston's not happy about it, not happy one bit, that these two megastars are feuding like this.
It happens.
Megastars?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It happens.
Who?
Jalen?
AJ and AJ Alex Bregman. Bregman.
What do you mean, who, Dell? Huh. AJ Bregman.
I feel like there's a bit of stretching going on your part.
Jalen and Kyrie? AJ and Bregman?
Did you see the Nets fans last night chanting, Kyrie is leaving? The Nets, I mean, the Celtics are a mess.
Hey, Nets fans are feeling pretty good. They're in the playoffs, under 500, but in the playoffs in the East as a seventh seed. They beat the Celtics last night.
They were up by
12. How about the Celtics are soft as hell?
They're soft.
I can't believe this. Now it's like, and now it's the veterans versus the young players. Like, y'all are all young. What the hell are y'all talking about?
The NBA.
All y'all's young asses. What are y'all
talking about?
And Kyrie
didn't play last night, and they got worked. They were 44-21 in the third quarter. They outscored the Nets by 17 in the fourth and still got beat by 7.
And then Gordon Hayward got in trouble. Was it Kyrie that got mad at him? And
Gordon Hayward has not been with now he's coming off a horrific injury, but he's been really meh.
Yeah.
And that's guess what? Been a compliment.
Guess what? You should have never left your home base of Utah. That's where you were born to play.
It really
you
is.
You
would
have been a star.
Wait a minute. Boston's
all those
not
people.
Boston's not the place for a white star to flourish.
Not anymore. Things have changed.
Yeah.
No, yeah, it is, Dell. It is the Larry Bird thing. That was years ago. But come on, Utah. I mean, yeah, there's never been a better fit than Gordon Hayward in Utah.
But he
never.
Wanted to go play at a place where he thought he could win a championship, and well, he is not living up to what they thought he'd be.
Is even Utah big enough for him and Grayson Allen on the same team?
That's a good point. That's
where
good
is
question.
Grayson? Does he play?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't
no, get, he doesn't get on the
he
floor.
Doesn't get on the floor. No,
imagine that.
But no, but you got to have a white guy. I mean, even if he's just sitting there.
Look, Utah's like, hey, man, we'll give you Antoine Exum. Utah fans, that ain't white enough. You know the deal. You can't play us like that. We know the deal. We know he's a Euro.
Isn't he French?
Yeah, that's great and all, but that's not what we're looking for. We need a full-blooded American white male.
We'd
Grayson
prefer
Allen?
Duke. We'd prefer Utah, Duke. Gonzaga would be nice, although Gonzaga has certainly changed over the years, too.
Oh, yeah, they're not the same Richie Fram, whatever, yeah. Whoever else, the rest of those guys were in, like, the late 90s.
Yeah, the Richie Fram-based team was so money. It's like, man, this can win in the tournament.
Is there an Antoine Exum?
Yeah.
Anton or whatever, however
no,
you pronounce
Dante.
His name. Yeah, there's Dante
Oh, no,
Exum.
There is a...
I thought there was an Antoine Exum. Maybe
there is.
Is there?
Yeah, I think there is.
No. Yeah, I hope I want him to sign. Get
yeah,
Cole.
Anton
he plays
Exum
for, he plays
for the
49ers. Yeah, he plays football. That's the confusion. Yeah. There's a Dante Exum. He plays for the Jazz.
Get Cole signed. Do a long-term deal with Cole because this is Verlander's last year. You got your ace set up. Hopefully Whitley and whoever else they bring in. All right, bring in Corey Kluber. That'd be great. I think. Do that, and bring in JT Realmuto.
Oh, that's all?
That's all. That's all I'm saying. And then let's fix up Memorial Park.
Why
put a hotel there.
Why do the Astros need to fix up Memorial Park?
Because it's the Astros Golf Foundation. They run it, okay?
They own the park?
This is what they're going to do. That's where the Houston Open is going to be.
Okay? Maybe I would like them to first focus on the baseball team.
The baseball's already done.
That golf thing can...
Now we got golf, okay?
The baseball's not done, John.
It's not done.
You
just told us
about
what the moves need to be made. What moves need to be made is obviously not done yet.
Well, I don't think Luneau is redoing Memorial Park. I think he can stay on baseball.
But he's always got to talk to Jim Crane about how much money he's going to spend. If Jim Crane's like, well, I gotta do this thing with the golf.
Listen, you know how much golf's costing me over here?
Yeah, you want me to sign who? Bryce Harper. Isn't he like a 228 hitter? I'm not giving that guy all that money.
Why would you? Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry. There's a reason. There's a reason Jake Arrieta didn't sign last year forever and then had to go to the Phillies. There's a reason Bryce Harper isn't signed. There's a reason Machado's not signed. These guys are unrealistic. I'm telling you, they're finally coming to their senses. These major league owners are, instead of destroying themselves with these 10-year deals that just for Alex Rodriguez and Albert Pujols that are just destructive to an organization, they're finally waking up.
It's good that there is, you know, I get that there is this new shift where everyone wants the players to make as much as they can, even though it has nothing to do with the general fan. You're not getting a taste of that. You're not getting a piece of that. And yet the fans went, that's good. Yes, more money. And there's not really a realization or an understanding that all costs are passed along to fans. So if you're not going to games, you don't care as much. But there is going to be ancillary costs that are passed along all the way around, all the way around to fans. And it starts to price out fans, and it starts to really make it just about the corporations that can afford that or the wealthiest people that can afford season tickets. It's not great for fans to be just consistently squeezed by salaries that are explosive. It's not. You have to have a level of growth of salaries that is commensurate with the level of growth in a fandom. And I don't think that's really – I don't think that's happening. Baseball, we already know, spiked. That Pujols deal was the ultimate terrible deal. And even though Albert Pujols was a good player then, everybody knew as soon as he signed, and probably including the Angels, that, well, there's some bad years on this deal. Well, who gives that much money knowing that part of the deal is going to be a bad deal?
The Rockets.
When has that ever been good?
The Rockets do.
The Rockets typically don't because they can get out from under contracts.
Ryan Anderson and Chris Paul.
But I just said they can get out from under contracts. Darryl's gotten out from under a lot of. When's the last contract he didn't get out?
Well, they had to wait. But Ryan Anderson's contract last year prohibited him from doing anything.
But they played him.
And
too.
Now Chris Paul's is going to.
Yeah, the Chris Paul's the first one that I, because he could get out of the Ryan Anderson contract, and he did. I was surprised he was able to do it this year. Well, frankly,
he brought in another
exchange
guy
for Brandon Knight.
Well, yeah.
Well, okay. No, I guess I mean, you got out from under it, or you're still paying for it.
No, that's true, but he doesn't really get saddled with the contracts that you're talking about where he has just 2 and 3 years of debt. The Chris Paul's the first one where I'm like, man, this could really be a problem because he's going to be too old to unload with 2 years left on his deal. But then again, maybe that's going to be where you can get rid of a contract and somebody's willing to take on 1 year of dead money to unload two bad contracts. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is credit card spending. You have to be careful. And this is something else I was thinking about today.
Wait. Think about it on the other side.
All right.
So Lance has got a thought on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. Jeff Aronoff has a thought every single day. How about let me put marble in your house? Let me put granite. I don't even know what granite is, really. It just sounds like it's really hard. You know what I'm saying?
And fancy. Something you want in your house.
I don't know. Marble sounds more fancy to me. Absolute marble and granite.
When I hear granite, I'm like, that's substantial.
No, that to me is rough and gruff, some kind of, you think granite is
I
nice?
Feel like when someone says there's going to be granite in your home, that means you've taken a step up.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I always thought marble, if it's marbled, like, you know, you get marbled bread.
You haven't heard of granite countertops before?
Yeah, but what about marble? I think marble
Well, that
is.
Takes it up a level, I guess.
Yeah.
You're not one of the poor when you have marble.
No, if you've got marble all over your house, good Lord. You're one of the richies. You're Richie Rich. So if you want to look like Richie Rich, you could be fooling people because Jeff Aronoff's giving you 20% off. Little will people know that marble that you got for 20% off. So, I mean, you can be one of the Richie Richies and still not spend money like those people. Just be, you know what, be yourself. And call Jeff Aronoff and get all this stuff done. Outdoor patios or fireplaces or countertops or vanities or whatever it is that you're looking for. But now it's got to be a big... He doesn't just come in and replace one of your stones on your patio. That's not what he does. He puts in entire kitchens in. That's what he does. So if you're looking for that guy at 20% off, you want to look like one of the Richie Riches, all you got to do is call Jeff Aronoff. 713-880-2822. Absolute marble and granite.
713-880-2822.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We got a couple of tweets to get to first. I don't know if you guys saw it. Our president tweeted out, great being with the national champion Clemson Tigers last night at the White House. Because of the shutdown, I served them massive amounts of fast food. I paid over 1,000 hamburgers, etc. Within 1 hour, it was all gone. Great guys and big eaters. H-A-M-B-E-R-D-E-R-S, hamburgers. Don't
know. Spell check, not get that one.
I don't know how they didn't get that
one.
But here's the thing. Over 1,000. Wait a minute. A football team has 85 guys. You probably brought more, probably brought the equipment guys and everything. Everybody gets to go to the White House and meet the president. I would say, you know, with the coaching staff and everything else, what is there about it? Maybe 150 people?
Oh, no, not that many.
Okay, maybe. You don't know. Maybe some wives got to go. Maybe. I don't know. We don't know. So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say 150.
Do you think all the players went and none of them are doing any training?
Or maybe. Or I don't know. I have no idea, but I am going to say I'm going to give them all the benefit of the doubt. 150, over 1,000. That means 8 burgers apiece.
Well, some people maybe it's 7. It'd be if you went to 150, that's like 6.8. You basically were
over 1,000. Over 1,000, he says.
You could have been shoveling burgers in the pot.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry.
It's not crazy to stack up 3 or 4 and just walk
and
room
I'm
going to
say, okay, let's say 100 and a quarter. It's, let's say 125 divided by 125 equals 8 burgers apiece. Yeah. 8 burgers apiece. I'm calling BS on this. Okay? Now,
could have been people from the White House could have come in also and had.
Oh, do they have like our sales staff here?
Yeah.
Does the White House have a sales staff?
Did they make sure that the kids actually got to eat first? Or did the White House sales staff
came in first? White House sales staff?
And wiped all the food out.
I don't think our president would ever mislead us in any way, shape, or form. I think that
all of his tweets are going to be factual.
Well, of course they are.
Okay.
The misspelling part, although maybe he did serve hamburgers, I don't know. I was thinking they were hamburgers, but okay.
Look, have you ever taken this is how this works. Have you ever taken something with you when somebody brought something, there's a lot of food, and you took something with you to give Wendy or whatever, you took it with you, right?
Yeah, but he said within 1 hour it was all gone.
Of course there is. When you grab 5 at a time and you just walk, somewhere, you got 5 burgers in your hands, yeah, it goes quick.
Yeah. You're watching. Are you watching Mr. Roboto? Because you sound like him right now.
Are you serious?
Well,
yeah. The quality has decreased
substantially.
Okay. I'll re-up.
Yeah, re-up. In the meantime, we'll talk to Aggie Joe. Right. Oh, he's going to want to talk to Lance about the Aggie draft class here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Aggie Joe?
Well, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing today?
Doing well, man. How are you?
Just grinding, brother. Listen, first I wanted to say, when it comes to the Astros, the most important piece I absolutely believe is JT Realmuto. You do whatever you got to do to get that kid. I think he's going to be a superstar with this team. I think he fits in well. He's in that age group. And I don't think the college career will ever be as valuable to the franchise as he could be. So, with that being said, I wanted to ask Lance, I've been looking at all the premature draft stuff, and I haven't seen anybody taking a running back, and I wanted to know what you thought about Trevion Williams. Will he fall to – I'm sure he's a second-round pick, but will he fall to the third?
He'll fall beyond – yeah, he's out. He's not going to be in the second or third.
You don't think Trevion Williams will be in the second or third?
Scouts I talked to have him late in the draft.
Wow. I figured that guy would, the way that he ran this season, man, he was spectacular. What do you think?
I haven't written him up yet, but I know that he was digging around for draft kind of grades, and the Aggies were doing him the favor of digging around with NFL sources. And I know the people they talked to thought he was day 3 pick. Day 3 is going to be 4th round or beyond. And I think Travion's going to be a day 3 pick. So, yes. If you're interested in bringing Trevion to the Texans, I do think he'll be there at some point on Saturday during the draft, rounds 4 and beyond.
That'd be good if you could get him.
And Josh Jacobs, I think, will be the first running back drafted in the first round.
Yeah.
He also asked about Jake Sternberger.
Jace has got some love on the streets. It's a pretty deep tight end draft, actually. And Jace is a very good pass catcher. He's a good athlete. The best tight end that I've looked at is Irv Smith, followed by Noah Fant. But I think Jace is going to be a day 2 selection, either second or potentially third, probably third round from just initial conversations I've had with people. But I have not written him up yet. But I do think, he's done some blocking. He's a good pass catcher. Eric McCoy, the center from the Aggies who came out early, I think is going to be a third round center, maybe even a second round center. He's good. He's a good center. He's a good player. And he also was digging around on his draft status and found that he was probably a day 2 pick, which is why he came out. I think Jace will be a day 2 pick. I think Trevion will be my buddy, my good friend who I played high school basketball with is his agent. I just found that out like a week ago. So we were talking a little bit about him yesterday. And You know, John, remember when we talked to Travion before the season started, and he had talked about gaining weight and making his body different so he could handle the Florida State offense, which is more inside and outside zone. And he really loved running from, you know, from on top with lead blocker or not, or no lead blocker. It's just different than being offset. He did it. Go look at how many carries he had at the end of the year. Travion was a workhorse at the end of the year. And that matters to me because that shows that he didn't wear down. He didn't grind down. He kept playing at a high level late in the season. And honestly, I was a little surprised to hear what I heard from the NFL people about he just doesn't have any juice and this, that, and the other. Because I'm like, man, he was extremely productive in the SEC. And he was, and then they say, well, look at his Alabama game. And look, and he didn't run for much. And it's at, well, that's, I mean, who does? Not right. A lot of people do.
Right. Well, look at that. Yeah, look at the manpower versus one team versus the other.
Yeah.
Come on.
Do I sound like Mr. Roboto still or no?
No, you're good. Okay. You're good. Our great president said, Matt Hoyt says, our great president said it was 300 burgers earlier yesterday. And that makes a little bit more sense.
Now it's 1,000 hamburgers.
He would never mislead, though. So
there's. Oh, so the initial report was 300, then he tweeted that it's 1,000?
Yeah. Well, I think maybe somebody the press secretary probably misled him.
So he was right the first time, and then the press secretary gave him bad numbers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. They got. So were they the little McDonald hamburgers? That's a question. Or were they Big Macs? And, you know, I mean, I saw
a lot of Big Macs.
You did?
It's got to be Big Macs. You don't get kid burgers over there.
No. I mean, with the mustard and the ketchup and a pickle, that's disgusting. And especially if they've been sitting out there on the White House table.
Because of the shutdown, I served them massive amounts of fast food. In parentheses, I paid over 1,000, as you put it, hamburgers within 1 hour. It's all gone. Great guys and big eaters. Why does a shutdown lead to him paying for... Not that he paid, but what?
Because his kitchen staff wasn't there to cook.
But other places will cater a White House dinner.
Yeah, but he wanted them to have the wonderfulness of a McDonald's and a Burger King.
Okay, then that's different. Don't say it's because of the shutdown. There are other places that would have been open that he could have gone to.
No, because of the shutdown, his own people didn't cook.
Yeah, I think he wanted to make sure people knew that this wasn't like... It was probably being like a tweet that he wanted to... allude to the fact that there's a recognition of government shutdown.
Oh,
so,
I thought.
I don't know.
He would never do that.
I just assumed that he loves him. Because, like I said, there are other places that would have catered a meal. I don't know. He could have brought steaks in. But that's a man who loves McDonald's. That's why he brought McDonald's in, right?
That's probably it. Because you could have, you know, he has a decent amount of money, right? That's what I've heard. That's what he says. So you could have catered. You could have brought a bunch of steaks in.
He only does what the people want. The kids love McDonald's and Burger King.
Did he poll those kids? And
filet of fish. They love filet of fish. The kids love that.
I just think he should have gave the big ups to McDonald's and say, I love McDonald's, and that's why I'm bringing McDonald's in. Because I love an American business.
Because of the government shutdown. Duh.
No, it would be better for McDonald's if he told everyone, I love McDonald's. That's why we're bringing McDonald's in.
Well,
McDonald's would have appreciated that rub.
It's all about the government shutdown.
It seems like
it's all because of the Democrats.
No, I don't care about the political aspect of it, but if I'm McDonald's, you're like, hey, man, tell everybody you love us. That's why you got food from us. That would help us quite a bit. That's all. We just catered. We just brought you 1,000 burgers.
Oh, and then what does Burger King say?
Well, tell.
And then what does Chick-fil-A say?
Well, did he get it for Chick-fil-A? He got it from Burger King, right? And McDonald's?
Yeah.
If you're those two franchises, you're like, Mr. President, can you tell the world that you love us and that's why you came to us?
Then Democrats won't ever go there. I don't want him doing that.
What?
Okay. No. Okay. Democrats are going to go, oh, Trump loves McDonald's. Guess what I'm not doing? I'm not going to McDonald's anymore.
Well, we know Democrats don't go to McDonald's anyway. They're all vegans. Right? They don't eat meat, right?
Democrats don't go to McDonald's?
We know they don't like...
I kind of feel like...
We know they don't like good old-fashioned American food. They're vegans. They're not like the rest of us.
I don't know.
They're weirdos who don't eat meat. We know the deal.
Well, that in California.
Definitely. Coastal elitist.
Are we behind? Are we this far behind?
Yes, we are.
Okay, let's go. Lance, talk about some testosterone.
Let's talk about Men's T Clinic, a chance for you to jump on into the foray. And when I tell you that, really what you're doing is just going back to the past so that your future self can be a lot better. Actually, you're in the future so you can go to your past self. I don't even know how that works. I just know this. They can help you time travel. Men's T Clinic is great at helping you time travel back to a time where your workouts mattered more for you and your body was leaner and you got rid of that belly fat whenever you worked out and you ate right. And you had that drive and determination at work to succeed and you had more energy to get things done on the weekend. You weren't a couch potato all the time. Maybe it's a libido issue that you want to get your libido back and you want that to matter in your life. It can be any number of issues that are the telltale signs that you are lower in testosterone. For me, it was energy level, but it was also body type, and I didn't really recognize that as well. You know, when you start to get your testosterone levels back to the levels they're supposed to be at, and that's what Men's T Clinic does. They get you to the optimal level, even if it takes adjustments. You start to really feel great. Your energy level spikes immediately, and then you start to see results after 2 or 3 months in your body type, and that's a big, big deal. To get back to feeling the way you used to feel. Don't just settle for, well, I guess this is life now. Do, 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 do. Don't do that. Go to mensteaclinic.com. There's 4 locations in Houston. There's Pearland, Cypress, Pasadena, right there in the Heights where I go. 1801 Durham, right next to the Starbucks, right down the way. Make sure that you stop in. Tell them Lance Erline sent you by. But more importantly, get yourself back to being the real you at mensteaclinic.com.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, Lance, call your shot. Kyler Murray drafted 22nd overall. Under, over?
I'm going to go over.
I'm going to go under. Somebody's going to come up. Somebody's going to get him.
I got to write him up. I've written up. See, I'm not a big fan of Daniel Jones like some other people. I've got Drew Lock ahead of Daniel Jones, but I got a second round grade on Drew Lock. I'll be shocked if I don't have Kyler Murray as the second quarterback.
So you're saying there's only going to be one quarterback drafted in the first round?
No, I'm not saying that. I think there's going to be one quarterback with a first-round grade, in my opinion. I think there will be 4 quarterbacks drafted in the first round, pretty much like always. I think there will be 3.
Kyler will be the third one.
I think he will, but Ian Rappaport and Albert Breer, who are pretty well-connected, they both said that the NFL people they talked to said second or third round.
Yeah.
Nobody said first.
Great.
But there is a push.
Yeah.
There is a push.
There's always a push.
Yeah.
You always over. And to get that guy, do you know how excited a fan base would be to get a Kyler Murray if you need a quarterback?
Well, I mean, that's great. Unless he can't play. Look, there's no guarantee Kyler Murray is going to be a good NFL quarterback. There's no guarantee anyone's going to be a good NFL quarterback. And Kyler Murray has had 1 year against Big 12 defenses of slicing up Big 12 defenses. That's great. Those defenses suck. So he's still got to prove it.
Yeah, he also played well against Alabama.
And lost.
Yeah, but he's still – that's not nearly on him as his defense.
Yeah, but he still has to prove he can hold up. He still has to prove he can make reads. You can't just Johnny Manziel your way through everything. Johnny Manziel did great against SEC defenses. So what? You know, you can't just – everything can't go off schedule. You can't just sit back there and bounce around and let things work off schedule.
That's a bit unfair.
He does it a lot. Against Alabama, he did it a lot. A lot of that was off schedule.
Well, but okay, try to get open against Alabama. And you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's not everything with him is off schedule.
But you have to throw with anticipation too to tight windows. You didn't have to throw to super tight windows with DeeDee Lamb and Marquise Brown.
And you're going to have to throw from the pocket too, and that's going to be awfully difficult.
Yeah. So I think people always act like successful college quarterbacks are always going to succeed in the pros, and it's just not. Or electric college quarterbacks are going to succeed in the pros. That's not the case. Vince had some ups, but, you know, he didn't live up to the hype, ultimately. I don't think Vic lived up to the hype, but he kind of derailed himself in some ways. Johnny Manziel certainly didn't live up to the hype, but I think some of that was, I think most of that, before we got to see if he could handle football, I don't think he loved football. He loved the glamour. He loved playing the game, but he didn't like everything that went with it. And he partied himself out of the league prematurely. But Kyler strikes me as a guy that it matters a lot to him. He loves football. And Kyler strikes me as a guy with good football character. So I'm not really – the Manziel stuff I'm not really worried about. But from a playing style standpoint, you can't just sit back there and dance down. Now, you can some, and he's going to do it, and he's going to have some success doing it. I've seen Russell Wilson do it. I don't see why Kyler Murray can't do it. But you also have to stay on schedule at times as a quarterback from the pocket.
Okay, so teams that need a quarterback. Giants.
No chance.
Dolphins. Bengals.
Giants will draft Haskins.
Will draft what?
Haskins. Will draft Dwayne Haskins, yeah. Yes.
Who else? Jacksonville.
Who's
Denver.
The OC and who's the OC with the Dolphins now?
Dell? They don't have one
no,
yet.
No, they still don't.
They don't even officially have a coach yet.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. But they're hiring.
Everyone now expects it to be Brian Flores, the assistant Patriots. For the Patriots, and allegedly Jim Caldwell will be the OC.
Oh, neat. He's brand new.
I mean, people make fun of him as a head coach, but he's actually been an accomplished OC, which is.
Well, then he's an accomplished OC, which means Kyler Murray won't be there.
Well, who knows?
And possibly Oakland.
Now, there's no chance Gruden goes with Kyler Murray.
No.
Man, you know what I want? I want a 5'8" quarterback. Man, that'd be great.
You better watch yourself with the 5'8" stuff because Oklahoma's pushing back on that right now.
No, 5'9" and 7'8".
That's what
in socks.
In socks.
Yeah, that's. I'll be honest with you. That's a lot taller than I expect. Once again, I can't believe that this is where like, oh, that's a good height for him, 5'9" and 7'8". That's like the worst height I've ever heard of for a quarterback, and yet I thought he was shorter, to be honest with you.
Well, he might be. That was what they measured him at.
I bet you they put that out there. My guess is that's going to be accurate.
Because if he gets
I'm going to go under.
He gets to the combine, and it's not, they're like,
yeah.
Wait a minute, Oklahoma.
Will he go to the combine?
Y'all some lies. Oh, yeah, he has to.
What do you mean he has to?
All prospects go to the combine.
Not all prospects go to the combine?
Yeah, they do.
Huh?
Yeah, they all do. You don't have to work out, but you have to go.
Do invited
medicals,
ones? Do they turn
them
down?
If you don't go to the combine, then there's no reason for you to get drafted.
Who didn't show up for the combine just last year?
I don't know. Tell me.
I've
never heard of a guy not going to the combine. The combine's there for medicals, for team interviews. You don't have to work out, but you have to go meet with teams if you want to get drafted. If you're serious about getting drafted, if you avoid team interviews, drug tests, and medicals, are you kidding me? You can't do that.
Oh, that's right. Baker left early.
No, he left Senior Bowl early.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Baker left the Senior Bowl at halftime because he wasn't playing well.
No,
I'm sorry. His mom had an emergency that he wasn't playing well. She said, Baker, you're not playing well. You need to get out of there and get back to L.A. I mean, Oklahoma.
Well, he had stuff, okay?
Something was going on,
Lance. He flew
to
L.A. Yeah. I know exactly what happened. He didn't. That stuff was all baloney.
No, Baker had stuff, some serious stuff going on.
He's already drafted. I don't care about it now. He flew back to L.A.
Baker wouldn't lie.
Baker would never lie.
But you can't leave Combine early. You're there for your group, and you can't not go to Combine. Combine's drug tests, medical tests, the psychological stuff.
Well, if I'm doing drugs, interviews. I'm not going.
Well, then don't get drafted. Then go play for the A's.
No, I was sick.
Yeah.
I don't want to get everyone else sick.
I was hungover.
Well, no, we say you're sick.
Same thing.
So if Kyler Murray averages, if he comes out and the weight, not the weight, but the height is 5'10", which is 1 inch shorter than Russell Wilson, like if he's legitimately 5'10" in shoes.
What was Russell's combine size? Do you have it, Dale?
I know he's listed at 5'11". I don't know what his combine size was. But if he's legitimately...
Kyler's smaller than Russell Wilson.
No, that's not the question. Smaller, I'm saying if he's legitimately 5'10 in shoes, and Russell Wilson is 5'11 in shoes...
5'11 was Russell. 5'11", 204.
Yeah,
does
I get
Kyler
it.
Hit, does Kyler hit 190?
Well, that's what he's saying, but we'll see. I'm saying if he's legitimately just an inch shorter than Russell Wilson, will that calm people?
I think it's the frame more than anything. The people I've talked to said Russell, you could talk yourself into Russell because he's compact. Like, he's pretty well built. The same people who are going to be worried about height with seeing over linemen, they're going to be more worried about can he take a punishing hit. Now, here's the thing. I don't see him take a lot of hits.
No.
I mean, if you're being honest about it, Kyler Murray doesn't take a lot of hits. And he is, and while I've shied away from the Russell Wilson stuff out of respect to Russell Wilson, their play is very similar when they're on the move in that they don't take big hits. They both have baseball backgrounds, and I think they understand how to slide. And I don't know that that matters for getting out of the way of it, but they are elusive. They are quick. They are sudden. And they have an understanding of how not to take the big hits. And that is if you're going to be 5'10" and, you know, 180 something or 190 pounds, you better not take big hits. And he doesn't take big hits.
And it looks like Russell Wilson's official height was 5'10 and 5'8" at the combine. So if Kyler Murray is less than an inch shorter than Russell Wilson,
no,
will that calm people's nerves?
He's going to come in 5'8" something.
Well, we'll see if Oklahoma decided just to lie to everyone.
Here's a text that I got from an Aggie who you guys know. You're so off on Kyler. Loser DNA. Pure B word. He's going to be the worst pro athlete ever, no matter what sport he picks. That's coming from an Aggie who watched him.
Well, Aggies, highly rated quarterbacks went to your school to pretty much die. Okay? Their college prospects died, and they had to leave. Kyler left, and he's okay. Kenny Hill, for all his issues, didn't play too poorly at TCU.
Kyle Allen.
He was the one. You guys are right about him.
You've got one, Dell. You've got one.
He peaked. He started week 17.
Kyle Allen was in the NFL starting a game.
Yeah.
How about that? Maybe it's you guys, not the quarterbacks.
I'm sorry. Ryan Tannehill, you're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Still making money from the
Ryan Tannehill
wide receiver?
Yeah, he wasn't a highly touted. He wasn't like Kyle Allen and Kyle
Murray.
You mean
that first round? I'm sorry.
I don't care what happened after he got. I'm talking about recruited. He wasn't recruited as highly as the other ones.
That's because A&M develops quarterbacks, Dell.
No, Mike Sherman may have, but the rest of them have
Kevin
not.
Someone? Well, Khalil Tate didn't exactly get a lot better either.
850.
Not as much development.
Right here on ESPN 97.5. Let's combine these, and then when we come back, Raheel will be here with us on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, I got to talk about John Clay Wolf and GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. This dude is so funny. If you haven't heard his show on Saturday mornings, it is awesome. It is really a funny show. What you have to do – no, a lot of times has absolutely nothing to do with buying cars. But while he's on the radio, he will actually quote you a price for your car. You tell him the year, make, model, and he is going to be able to tell you what that thing is worth. It's uncanny. It's unbelievable. And he, one time he was on here, he said, I went and had to tell all my people. He's got, I don't know how many, he's buying 2,000 cars a month. He's got, I don't know how many employees. He said, okay, y'all, we're being a little too conservative here. Let's start giving away some money. Let's go. Give people a great value for their car. Okay, let's go. We need to buy some more cars. And that's what he's doing. So he says, and so much so that he says if he can't beat Texas Direct Auto or CarMax, then he's going to give you $100. So he's guaranteeing you the best price, or he'll pay you $100. That's ridiculous. So if you're going to sell your car, you have to at least find out what it's worth. And then when the other guys come up with their offers, you go, oh, that's silly. Because I'm just going to sell it to John Clay Wolf over at GiveMeTheVin.com. GiveMeTheVin.com every single day. Buying cars. He loves the city of Houston, too. It's unbelievable how many cars he's buying from the city of Houston and because of you guys. GiveMeTheVin.com.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.